T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, what's going on? Hello, my name's Hartzell. This is Buzz Family, your story. So the whole point of this is, you know us. We've, for good or for bad, you know our story. You still hang out with us, and I think that's pretty cool. So now we want to hear from you. We want to talk to you because I think your story is pretty important. I think it's pretty cool. So kicking us off today, my buddy Mark is here. What's going on, man?
How's it going, dude? I'm good.
The soda baron of Kansas City, right?
Courtesy of David Hayden.
I love that line. That was so good. The soda hawk, Mark. So Mark, you're with Atomic Fizz.
Yep.
Which, full disclosure, I love very, very much. We were talking about this off air. You came in, what was it, about a year or so ago? It's been a little bit
two
now.
2 years, honestly.
Has it really been 2 years?
Because it was, yeah, I'm positive. It was like 2 years.
Damn, okay.
When we first started, we had the old labels.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's been 2 years. Jesus.
It's weird to me, too.
Time flies, man. So Mark, you came in, and I had not met you very much at the time. Maybe not even ever, to be honest. So you came in before I got a chance to really get a chance to know you. But I heard all this stuff about how good the soda is. Atomic Fizz is like the jam. So I saw some tweets. So I come in here thinking that, you know, Mark brought us some goodies. I'm going to have a chance to experience some of this. But no, by the time I got here at like, Mark, I'm talking like maybe 5 o'clock, it was all gone.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, I get, and the proof is in the pudding, man. Congratulations. But all I'm saying is, next time you come in, and I like that you did it this time, but from here on out, just save me a case. Just save me a little
just
case.
An entire case?
Mm-hmm.
See, this
mm-hmm.
time I brought a bottle for both of us, and I bought one of our flavor that's not yet released.
Oh, so I get to break a little bit of news with this one?
You get to break a little bit of news. I mean, the news has been broken like a year ago yesterday, actually.
So how do we get here? Like, have you always, you're someone who I've always felt is a go-getter type, you know, like a very entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Was it something that you just kind of landed on going towards the like beverage route, or were you thinking about other things before? Have you always had a plan of kind of being your own boss? Tell me all of it.
So me and my best bud, Tanner, we go back to like kindergarten.
Yeah.
And we always screw around trying to make like YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. And if we have a, we had a project in biology, one of my favorite videos on currently on the internet still of ours. And we were just supposed to make a little trifold pamphlet for a biology class talking about organic carbon compounds. And we went up to the teacher and we're like, can make an infomercial instead? He's like, yeah, I mean, if you can get it done by Friday, sure. So went home that night, threw together like 7.5 minutes.
Why soda? Why not something else?
Well, so we were doing all these crazy things, and eventually Tanner's shooting a message in our group chat. Guys, I'm cleaning up my garage. Let's start a company. So,
I just love that Tanner says, yo, I got some space in the garage. Let's start a company. Like, that's kind of how it was, right?
That's exactly how it was. And he's like, look, I mean, other people started companies in the garage doing, like, technology stuff. Surely we can figure something out.
Don't knock the hustle, man.
Exactly. But then, like, we had stupid stuff like, oh, we'll have a speakeasy in Tanner's garage. And people come watch like sports games. Cool. We were 18 and 19. We couldn't do anything right.
Well, but your head was in the right place.
Exactly.
You know?
So eventually somebody's like, hey, take it back to the drink idea. Like, what if we just made our own soda? I mean, the guys always showed up like in the middle of class late with a Quick Trip cup full of like purple liquid. And you're like, that doesn't come out of any of the fountains I've ever seen.
It's like, what is this? I got showing up to first hour. I got that purple drink.
Showing up to fourth hour. Let's be real.
Purple drink at fourth hour. Let's go. So clearly, you're a smart guy because you know all that stuff as well. Where'd you go to high school?
Truman High School.
So you went to Truman. Are you always been from Kansas City?
Yeah. I grew up, born and raised in Independence.
Okay.
Now I'm down at UCM in Warrensburg.
So what do you think, man? I'm curious. For someone who's kind of now like coming of age in this new era of Kansas City, do you think that it's something where are we headed in the right direction? I feel like we are.
See, for me, I mean, I didn't really go outside of Independence other than like vacations. So I didn't get to explore the downtown and really see some of the lifestyle that was going on down here until I started Atomic Fizz. And especially last year, right before I turned 21, I started coming down here a lot more.
Yeah.
But I think that the best example of that is like the music scene alone, because I mean, local bands, if they're not in bands with each other, they're like working together, producing music with each other.
Yeah.
So like that alone, that's just kind of what I've always held up. Like, I don't see as much of the company stuff. I'm starting to, but like before anything, I saw how well the local music scene worked together.
Yeah. So you
like,
kind of had to correct me if I'm wrong. To me, at least, it seems like you wanted to, once you knew this is something you were passionate about and you wanted to do, you wanted to now incorporate the brand of Kansas City into the product.
Exactly.
Am I close?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we wanted to be Kansas City. We didn't want to just be Atomic Phase Made in Independence. That's why it says Made in Kansas City on all of our stuff.
Right. Like, I think that is important.
Exactly.
We're talking to Mark. Mark is owner, founder, everything that is Atomic Fizz Soda here in Kansas City. Also just a homie and a good friend and a member of Buzz Family. So you said you didn't really venture a lot out of Independence until you kind of, you know, graduated. And now you're, you know, now I'm doing this life thing. I'm going to try this whole adulting out. It's so weird. I'm not good at it. It's very, very hard. So you're branching out. Now you're coming towards KC. You've launched the soda company. You're getting ingrained in the music scene. How has Buzz Family kind of been a part of this thing? Because it's been crazy. Just as someone who has seen this thing evolve and organically grow and how it's just reached so many people, and that's not trying to blow smoke up our ass. Okay. It's really cool to see. It's people that, you know, want to have a good time. We want to go see some shows. We want to have a couple drinks. We want to just hang out with our friends.
Exactly. And you can put aside the fact that you don't always agree on stuff because, you know, you're all part of one thing. You're all part of Buzz Family, even if you're like, you know, different little cliques in the family, whatever it is. Like, it's all one thing, like you said.
As someone who does a show solo, I enjoy it. Don't be right. It's fun. But there is something to be said when you actually have a team. You know, when you know you've got that squad behind you, you're only as good as that first follower. You know, that first person that said, no, this is cool. Let's keep doing it. And then the rest of the crowd comes in, and now you got a movement, and now we got a thing.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, man, what you've done and how you've done it and the contacts and the grind you've made, it's I'm proud of you, man. Like, it's really cool to see, especially how, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't know who you were. And now I consider you, you know, someone who I look to on issues and I want to talk to you about music. I want to talk to you about the company. I want to do all that stuff. And it's been really cool to see, man. Really cool.
It's been an experience. Like, I mean, if you told me 2 years ago, if you told me a year ago, I would be walking in meeting with store directors at Hy-Vee's yesterday, I'd be like, nah, if you told me half the stuff we're doing right now was getting ready to happen, I wouldn't have known what to do. I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about?
The worst anybody can ever tell you is no.
Exactly. If a no is going to be the worst part of my day, then I'm fine with it.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my man. We got Mark here. Mark's with Atomic Fizz, chatting with Buzz Fam. This is Buzz Family, your story. My name's Hartzell. We are both rocking some local KC band shirts right now. You got a Dear Mrs. I got a Hembrion. What are you listening to right now, local or otherwise?
Okay, so you mentioned Flows Right In. 17 by Greeting Committee. I saw them for the first time with Jukebox in Omaha. It was insane.
Because I was looking at videos. That tour looked amazing.
I've never seen either of them, but I've never seen Greeting Committee. I've seen all these local bands. I got about almost 200 bands on my list now.
Really?
Never saw a Greeting Committee. So I, damn right, I was at that Omaha show.
Yeah, it was. That's
they amazing. Blew me away.
In my car, like, I was just kind of on autopilot. When the beat drops, I just dropped everything I was doing, and I honestly remember saying to myself, oh my God, this is perfect. My God, there it goes, another thought I couldn't let go. My God, there it is, he's saying I'm too young for this. Do my thoughts mean a thing if I never know what I mean? He said, my God, you're only 17. Mark, I've had a blast talking with you, man. Keep the grind, because that's one of the first things I think I told you when I met you, was like, man, your hustle is incredible. So thank you for coming in, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
And thanks
appreciate
for being
it.
A part of this Buzz Family thing, because you do this, and you all do this. So it's really great to see, and we love you, man. We really do.
Love y'all, too.
Mark, my man, Atomic Fizz, get all the sodas. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.